Greetings on Monday, the 22nd of April. We did get a winner last night in the podcast for our sixth winning podcast in a row. And hopefully we can get our seventh today. We do have quite a few plays at our score projections page at Patreon. We do have a parlay in each sport. One only in each sport. One baseball, one hockey, and one NBA. And I'm going to go with the baseball one today. Now, we did have... We really did good in hockey yesterday. We swept everything. By the way, we're up 5.76 units, almost 6 units of profit yesterday overall. So we could go with hockey because that's been hot. That's only a half unit play that we have in hockey. There's a 3/4 unit available in the NBA and a 3/4 unit in baseball. And I'm just going to go with baseball today. The playoffs in the NBA are a little less predictable. And we're getting to the point now in baseball, about 20% in or so. Actually, not quite that much, but we're getting to the point where we can expect a little more reliability. And we're profitable so far in the MLB season, so we're rolling along. Okay, so that's going to be Toronto and Kansas City. I like Toronto to probably win this game, although Kansas City is certainly playing extremely well. They're 9-4 at home, 13-9 overall, and they're at home tonight. Brady Singer on the mound he's a good pitcher. So what we're going to do is we're going to take an alternate line. We're going to go with Toronto plus 1.5, and we're going to take the under 11.5. So the normal line here is 9 for the over-under. So we'll give ourselves a 2.5 run cushion so that we can actually win with an 11 versus the folks that at 9 could push on a 9. We'll win on the 9, 10, and 11. If it can stay under there. Now, these two pitches, we should expect they should stay under there. Kikuchi for Toronto has given up 0-1-1 earned runs in the three start. Oops, I missed one. 3-0-1-1. 5 earned runs in 4 games that he's pitched so far this year. Obviously, we should be looking for him to get that number for us. The total runs scored in the 4 games, 6, 3, 7, and 9. For the Toronto games, total score. Toronto won 2 of those and lost 2 of those. For Kansas City, Singer's also pitched 4 times, 0-1-1-2. 4 earned runs. He's actually out pitching, and they've won all 4 of those games. The scores, a little less positive, 11-3, 16-6. So 2 under and 2 over what we're looking for. Actually 3 under because we need under 11.5 and there was an 11 there. More positive is those 2 games that were over the original line, I should say, and 1 game over our adjusted line. Those were runs scored by Kansas City. Kansas City won 11-0 and 13-3. So we shouldn't expect Kansas City to score 12 runs, averaging those 2 games, of course, between against Toronto here with Kikuchi on the mound. So when there was runs being scored in these 4 games between these 8 games between these 2 pitchers, 4 each, when there was runs being scored, it was by Kansas City, not by the opponent. So we should expect success by Singer and success by Kikuchi. So under 11.5 is looking like a pretty good play. And then again, just Toronto to keep it close. Just don't lose by more than 1. And I will tell you, I don't have any additional plays on this game, but it was very, very close. And again, this is something that would be in our premium picks, but it's not. There is no other play here. I was looking at the under 9 in this game. I was also looking at the under for the first 5 innings. Ultimately, I decided I would just pass on that and put some emphasis on the same game parlay because I was also looking at Toronto to win, but then felt like that wasn't quite good enough to play, as, of course, I felt that the under 9 wasn't quite good enough to play. But I do feel the under 11.5 and Toronto plus 1.5 are very valuable. So while we do have 2 edges of risk here because we have to win both, they're teased to the point that the value is on our side now. Okay, so there's the play. Hopefully it's 7 wins in a row on this podcast. Obviously, we're quite a few picks available at our Patreon page. Good luck.